Welcome back to Blanket Statements.
Welcome back.
Julie's here.
I know, I'm here like every other week now. I feel like I'm just a guest star. That's for the most. But we're back.
We're back. Okay, well, you started cackling at what your blanket statement's going to be, so I just want to go straight into it.
This is probably the most profound blanket statement I will ever say, and I realized this today. Glee Christmas music is better than any other Christmas music out there.
Oh my gosh.
I would rather listen to the entire Glee Christmas album than any other Christmas song. And God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, sung by the Glee cast, is by far, I wish I could play it for you all, but copyright. That's the best Christmas song to literally ever exist. I like almost started crying in the car listening to
it. What is it called?
God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen.
No, I've never heard of that.
I won't sing it. I don't want to do that.
Okay.
What? You've never heard of that song?
No. I don't
know. Isn't it in the hymn book? No, it's not. No, it's not. That would go way too hard in the hymn book. That would not. It's good, though.
No, I've never heard of that song. I don't like classic Christmas songs, so maybe that's why.
Maybe. But have you seen Glee?
Yeah, I've seen Glee, but I, like, the Christmas episodes, the songs were really good.
Yeah.
Most of the Christmas episodes flopped.
They were a little insane. Well, that whole show
show was insane. But it was like, I don't know, I had fun with the other episodes, the Christmas ones.
Yeah.
I remember one that was so funny. It was when they had the Christmas making competition, the Christmas tree competition. And
sorry, I just hiccuped you guys. Sorry.
And Sue goes, it's our annual Christmas tree decorating contest that we didn't do last year, the year before, or the year before. That was the funniest thing ever.
I love Glee.
Oh my gosh.
When I was like in middle school, I think that's when I started to watch Glee.
Me too.
And I would not tell anybody I was watching Glee because I was so embarrassed.
Oh, okay.
I thought people would like make fun of me for watching that show. Mm-hmm. And now being older, I pride myself on watching Glee. No, I'm a Glee.
Glee is so funny. I watched it all the way through with my sister, and we watched probably the better half of the first season in one night. Shout out Mal. I don't know if she remembers that.
Period.
But it was because she was like, I am not turning this show off until Finn finds out that baby is not his.
It's so good, and for what? Why? Oh, it's amazing.
So good.
So anyway, go listen to God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen by the Glee, not by, but sung by the Glee cast. It will change your life.
This brings up a really good point, because I think either in that show, Lea Michele has a version of My Favorite Things from Sound of Music.
Yes.
I'm so confused, because the past couple years, all of a sudden, maybe it always has been, and I've just noticed, why is My Favorite Things from The Sound of Music a Christmas song?
Yeah, I wonder if it's like, a few people that I know will watch Sound of Music only around Christmas time.
Why?
To them, it's a Christmas movie. I'm not sure if it's just the vibe, or I don't really know, but that might be why. Mm-hmm. I know a few songs from that movie people will like listen to around Christmas. Maybe it's just because people associate it with the Christmas movie.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But I don't even think, is there Christmas in that movie?
No, but it's the vibe.
Do you remember the first time you watched Sound of Music?
I watched it with my mom probably when I was like 10 or 11.
Okay. I watched it in my music class. We watched it for like 3 times, and I was like, whoa, this is crazy. I think it was the first time I was introduced to World War II.
To Germany.
I knew about Sound of Music.
No!
More than I knew about World War II.
Have you seen the movie The Pacifier with Vin Diesel?
Yes.
Okay. That's actually, growing up as a kid, me and my brother loved that movie. And I think that's when I first found out about The Sound of Music, because he's in the musical in that show.
Yeah.
And he has like the Nazi thing. That's when I first heard of it. And then I was like, I want to watch that movie. And now it's a Christmas movie,
Now it's a Christmas movie. That's just so wild to me.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway, what is your blanket statement?
My blanket statement is, I am so over. Okay, well, let's start with a preface.
Okay.
You know how lately there have been a lot of shows that are team this person, team this person, like Team Conrad, Team Jeremiah, Team Jacob, Team Edward, whatever.
Yes, okay. Yeah.
I am so over the lead actress in these shows saying, I'm team, and then saying their character. you're not team them. They're usually the problem.
Like, you have a crush on one of these people, admit it to yourself.
The fact, like, unfortunately, the actress who plays Belly in The Summer I Turned Pretty is Team Conrad. Yeah. And she should just say it, because who really cares? Who cares? Don't say you're Team Belly. Belly sucks.
No one is Team Belly.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be Team Belly, even though you are her.
No, you should.
What other shows have been doing that? Well,
it came to me because of the My Life with the Walter Boys show that just came out. She said it, and I was like, no, you're not.
She said that.
Like, she goes, I'm Team Jackie.
Oh, okay.
And I was, because she plays a girl named Jackie. And I'm just like, no, you're not. No one is Team. Oh, my gosh.
You have feelings for other people.
Yeah.
You can be Team yourself, but.
No.
You're actually like, not.
You're not an option. No shiz, you're team you.
It's like when The Summer I Turned Pretty was like happening over the summer. Uh-huh. And I think it was American Eagle who came out with the line. Yeah. There was Team Conrad, Team Jeremiah, Team Belly.
Why would there be a Team Belly?
Yeah. And I remember going in to American Eagle like with my sister or something and just looking around. And I saw the shirts. And Team Conrad was completely sold out. Team Jeremiah maybe had like two shirts, but then Team Belly was stacked to the brim. Nobody was buying it.
Why are we like pretending that this is a thing? No one said, I don't know, maybe they did and I just don't remember. No one said Team Katniss when we were doing the Hunger Games. No one said Team Bella. That's not a thing. And no one's sitting there, including the actress themselves, no one's sitting there saying, I just want Belly to do what's good for Belly. No. I, as a viewer, know what's better for her than herself. It's just, I'm done with actresses saying that. It's just the most annoying thing. I'd rather no one ask them the question than for them to say that.
Yeah. Interesting. That is very blanket.
Yeah. I just, like, you're not team yourself. I don't care if you're playing them. Anyways. Wow. That's all.
That cuts deep. I agree, actually. I would never be, like, I'm going to pick one of the two people that.
Yeah.
The main character's choosing. It's most likely two boys.
Yeah.
I'm going to be on one of their teams.
Mm-hmm. Can you think of any team girl ones? I can't even think of like, oh, actually I can.
Oh, what were you thinking?
Girl Meets World.
Oh my gosh.
Team Riley and Team Maya.
Wow.
With who Lucas should be with. But that's the only, like there's not a lot of times where it's girls.
Like at least not in like a bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's get into basically a segment on our show where we just talk about who's dating who at this point in time. Olivia Rodrigo and Louis Partridge, who were our BS like a month ago.
Oh.
A month and a week ago.
Wow.
A couple episodes back, we were like, oh, are they dating? They are, in fact, dating.
They are, and they have the cutest pictures of them just out and about getting gas in their car.
I think some of the photos are cute. There's one where his hand is just somewhere that if a man's...
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
I was like... Oh, what?
Also, that picture looked photoshopped. Did you notice his fingers were, like,
weird?
Yeah, they looked weird.
Anyways, his hands were on her bum, and, like, he was, like...
Bum?
Yeah. They were.
Bum?
Bum.
You say bum?
Well, I'm not gonna say, like... What did you want me to say? Her butt?
I don't hear people say bum very much. That just took me off guard.
My bad. I'm sorry.
No, that's... I like it. I like bum better.
Like... It was, he's like lifting her up with his, go look at the photo.
They also were like very, like they were very cute photos. I'm
This was staged. Yeah. This was their coming embellished out moment.
Like, yeah, totally. Like, let's go get gas and both go fill up the car and you take pictures of me and I'll pose for the pictures while paparazzi's taking our picture. Yeah, it was a moment, but. They are really cute.
I saw something. He apparently dated someone that was a lot older than him. And she has also obviously done that.
Mm.
And so this is like them coming together.
Aww.
And like finally dating little someone young their own age.
Babies dating. I saw on TikTok today actually where it was like, you know the person who will morph the two celebrities together to show their baby?
Yeah.
I didn't realize how similar they look to each other.
Oh, yeah, that's really good.
Because he put their faces over each other, and I was like, I don't know who's who anymore. Mm-hmm. And their child was like the most perfect blend of them both. But anyway.
It's really weird seeing couples that are like our age date.
Yeah.
Because like you're married.
Yeah.
I could never see these two getting
married. I know. It's just, yeah. They just seem so young.
So young.
Yeah.
I don't think.
It's like a high school couple.
It's a high school couple.
But
anyways.
Crazy.
I see them being like what Taylor Swift and Taylor Lautner were.
Oh, okay. You know? Yeah.
But maybe he's actually, maybe it'll actually be a really bad breakup.
Yeah. Well, another
couple
that has hard launched, Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco.
Oh my gosh.
Like, okay. Hard launched.
Hard launch. Post on Instagram, which, honestly, if you're going to announce, if there's no, I don't even think there was a rumbling of this couple.
Mm-mm.
If there's no rumbling, like, yeah, you should do something crazy. You should go to the Chiefs game. You should post on Instagram. You should do something to, like, hard launch it and just shock people. It was the responses to the comments that was just like, huh?
I cannot think of any other celebrity who has done something like that.
Oh, my gosh.
It was so, like, out of pocket.
Yeah. For those of you who don't know, Selena Gomez posted a picture of, like, a B ring. I don't even...
Yeah, it was, like, a B on her, like, ring finger. Mm-hmm. Like, diamonds, whatever.
And I think she tagged Benny Blanco. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Then, people were commenting on her photo, and people were also commenting on, like, Selena Gomez fan pages about how much they did not like this pairing.
Yeah.
And she responded.
Like, to a ton of people, paragraphs.
Paragraphs. I have them. I screenshotted them before we got here so that I could read some of these. Let me see.
It just makes you think, like, celebrities really are on their own social media.
Well, like, here's the thing that's so crazy about Selena Gomez is she says all the time that she's not on social media, that she's off of it.
Yeah.
And then stuff like this happens, she is just quick to comment. And I worry about it sometimes. It's like when all the drama between her and Hailey Bieber happened.
Yeah.
That started with a comment on her commenting on a random video from 6 years ago.
Yeah, I was talking to my husband about this after it all happened, and I was like, oh, it's so, I love Selena Gomez, but it's so hard to not just be like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, a month ago when people were upset about her for not like voicing her opinion on, you know, stuff going on in the world, and she posted on her story, she's taking a break from social media. And then 2 days later, is up on Instagram.
Like,
just so back and forth. And then she's posting these comments to random people, like defending her relationship. It's just like, you don't have to do that.
Here are some of those comments for you, just so that you can see, like, no one's ever done this. This is crazy.
No, it's crazy.
This, never mind. I'm not going to say that. okay. This is one of them. What? Isn't he the same person who made fun of her and took Bieber's side? Sometimes Selena confuses me. She responded to that. She goes, he has my heart. And then someone else goes, he's so unhandsome. And she goes, laughing face emoji, feel bad for you.
What? It's like high school drama.
It is.
Imagine being a random person who comments on a Selena Gomez fan page about the relationship, and then the Selena Gomez responds to your comment.
Like,
I would be like, my life has peaked. This is incredible.
Seriously.
But well, it's so also just like, weird.
How does she have the time?
I know. And I, yeah.
Yeah.
She's going crazy right now.
She had a moment.
She did
have
a moment.
And then, like, I think the next day she was seen out.
With Taylor Swift. Getting, she looked good.
Yeah, I think Taylor Swift was like, hey,
let's go get dinner. Yeah. Let's take your mind off of it.
One that was amazing was someone commented what she commented on Justin Bieber's post from 6 years ago. So Justin Bieber 6 years ago posted a picture of him and Sophia Richie.
Mm.
And basically all the fans were mad that he was posting about her and we were shizzing on her.
Mm-hmm.
So then Justin Bieber said something along the lines of like, oh, well, if you keep on doing this, then I'm just going to leave Instagram, which he did afterwards.
Yeah.
But before that, she commented on the post of him and Sophia Richie. Crazy. Again, like, this girl should stay off Instagram.
Wow.
But also just like, how ballsy. Like, seriously. If I was stalking my ex's page, I would never
comment on a post.
I was showing my friend someone's Facebook, and she goes, did you like this or did I just like this? And I screamed.
Oh,
I
my like, gosh. Oh, I don't let anybody touch my phone on my Instagram.
Yeah, that's fair.
I don't really stalk people, though, anymore.
Yeah. I have a hack for this. I figured it out afterwards. If you're going to show someone like an Instagram post or a Facebook post, just screenshot it.
Oh, yeah.
And then show them that.
Yeah.
Anyways. Okay. Anyways. So Selena Gomez commented on Justin Bieber's, if you can't handle the hate, then stop posting pictures of your girlfriend. LOL. It should be something special between you two only. Don't be mad at your fans. They love you. So then someone commented that on her post and said, if you can't handle the hate, then stop posting pictures of your girlfriend or boyfriend. LOL. And then she responds to it like a normal comment. I don't know if she realized like that was
I literally did that 6 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
But she goes, not mad, period. It's been 6 months, BB. I will always defend my friends and family and fans till the day I die. And there's another one, I couldn't find it, but somewhere someone said something about her and she goes, I got Botox, LOL, or something like that.
Do you think Hailey Bieber is sitting back right now being like, this is amazing?
I just think Hailey Bieber's like, oh my gosh, somehow this is going to be my fault.
I don't know. I feel like the world really loves Hailey Bieber right now.
Yeah. She really came back.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think Hailey Bieber might have better things to do than.
Yeah. It is crazy that Benny Blanco and Justin Bieber were close.
No, I think like
besties.
He wrote Love Yourself with Ed Sheeran and they sold it to Justin Bieber.
Yeah, a song Lonely.
Lonely. There's a couple that they wrote for Justin Bieber throughout their time together and they seemed like really good friends. And yeah. So this is just interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Double date? Maybe Double it date. Don't work? Oh my gosh,
could you imagine? No, Selena would never.
Who knows? She's kind of off the rails right now. Maybe she'll say yes. I don't know.
Maybe Benny Blanco's the one to get it. If that happens,
Call the police. Oh, we need security.
If that happens, someone needs to check on me immediately because I don't know how I'm going to react. In other news, kind of sad, it's being reported that Kendall Jenner and Bad Bunny broke up.
I know. Just today I saw that she's on a ski trip with Justin Bieber and Hailey.
Oh.
Justin and Hailey.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's because maybe they're just taking her out because she, I think it's, been broken, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where are they at?
I don't know. I was trying to figure it out. I couldn't, no one specified where, but I feel like they'd be in Colorado because I think I saw that Kendall was in Colorado a few nights ago.
Okay.
So, anyway, I loved them.
They were cute.
Yeah, and he was just on SNL and he made a joke about, like, have you seen that video of Kendall almost stepping on like the mosquito or something? Yes. And then he says it and he was on SNL a month ago. Yeah, made a joke about that. But anyway,
he also did a Shrek video that was so funny.
Oh yeah.
And that was by Please Don't Destroy, who are my boys, so
I love him. Anyway,
oh my gosh, he's so funny.
Yeah.
Sad that they broke up. Did we think it was gonna last?
I don't know. I feel like she's now going to go back to dating like an NBA player.
I think she might go the Bella Hadid route and start dating like an actual cowboy.
Oh. Who's Bella Hadid dating?
I have no idea what his name is, but I know that he's an actual cowboy. Like, he owns a ranch. Or, like,
that his dad owns a ranch. That is so fun. Yeah. Are you kidding me? Ugh. I hope she does that. That would be great. Because she loves horses.
Girls. Yeah. Horse girls.
Well, probably the biggest thing we're going to talk about is Taylor Swift is person of the year. She is person of the year. And did we talk about this last time with the article coming out? Was that only a few weeks ago?
That was 2 weeks ago. It came out the day that it either came out. Yeah, the day or the day after that the podcast with Bailey came out. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right. Which is so cool. Yeah. I know. I'm so excited about it. On her birthday, did you see the post with all of her friends? The cake they got her said, birthday girl of the year.
Oh, I didn't see the cake. That's so cute.
Yeah.
That is so cute.
I know.
Ugh. Happy birthday to Taylor Swift.
Yes.
Also, happy birthday to my brother, Gavin Van Workum. He was not happy with that post that I did. I did a post where, and I did it the year before, And he was also not happy about that. But I just figured he had matured a little bit and could laugh at a joke. Apparently he couldn't. So I did a post with a big picture of Taylor Swift, and it was like a paragraph about how much she means to me. And then in the corner, there's a picture of Gavin that says, also happy birthday to my brother, Gavin Van Workum. He was not happy with it. So this is not my apology, but this is me stating that it is also his birthday.
That is your second blanket statement. Yeah. It is his birthday as well.
It is his birthday as well. Actually, this is funny. So my mom, we were talking about the Eras Tour movie coming out on her birthday. And my mom goes, doesn't it come out on her birthday? And Gavin was sitting in the room and he's like, her birthday? I'm sorry, I think you mean my birthday. And she's like, I'm talking about Taylor Swift right now. And he's like, I don't care. It is my birthday. And I'm like, okay.
Oh, to share the spotlight with Taylor Swift.
He's been struggling with it the past couple of years.
Dang, I hope he had a good birthday.
He did, I think. Okay. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyways, back to this. Yeah, she was Time Person of the Year. She had an amazing interview. I think that interview is going to be like, if anyone ever asks, like, who is Taylor Swift, that interview, it's at the height of her career. It encapsulates a lot of what's going on right now, but also a lot of her past. She goes back years and starts talking about stuff. If you ever want to know, like, who is Taylor Swift, that is the article to read.
Yeah. I also liked that it kind of went over prep for the Eras Tour.
Yeah.
Because I don't know why, when I thought the Eras Tour movie was coming out, it would be like a documentary showing, you know, prep for it. But, like, we got to learn she would run on the treadmill to her set list and sing her set list.
As she's running.
That's crazy, just to prep for it. And, like, she's like, I know I'm going on that stage no matter what. Which makes me happy because I'm going to see her in June and I'm like freaking out about weather's going to be bad. But anyway,
it'll all work out.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Eras Tour, real quick, there's a podcast that Mandy Moore was on, and Mandy Moore directed.
Oh.
She choreographed the Eras Tour and she just talks a little bit about it. It's really cool.
I love Mandy Moore. That'll be cool.
She's the cutest. But anyways, back to this article again. she went on to talk a lot about how she has become bigger and bigger and bigger. And during that, she talks about how she was canceled in 2016. And she specifically brings up Kim Kardashian. She says something around the lines of, like, my career was taken from me. And it was because of Kim Kardashian editing a video and posting it and making it look like I was lying when I was, in fact, not lying. She was. Which is the truth. For those of you who don't know, 2016... Taylor Swift was canceled because of a video. I don't want to get, like, too much into it because it's just, like, if I were to get into it, it would be, like, a 20-minute explanation. Anyways, video, Kim Kardashian posted it on her Snapchat. Taylor Swift said it was edited. And then 4 years later, the real video came out and it was, in fact, edited.
Yeah.
But by that time, Taylor Swift was already back on the rise.
Yeah.
And even then, Kim Kardashian refused to apologize. She claimed she did not edit the video, that she just took parts of the video and put them together to make it make sense on what was going on.
That's, like, editing.
Yeah.
That's the definition of editing.
Yeah. Yes. Oh my gosh. Crazy. So anyways, Kim Kardashian did not apologize. And so now there was speculation on, like, oh, is Taylor Swift over it? She's not. Which, fair.
Yeah. I mean, it's your whole career.
It's really easy for Kim Kardashian to be over something when it didn't really affect her at all, and it ruined another person's life.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, that is ballsy to say that in the Person of the Year, like, interview, Time Magazine. Yeah. Good for her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Insane.
Reputation is coming.
Yes.
Reputation Taylor's version is coming. yeah. And so people are kind of going back on Kim Kardashian's Instagram and commenting snakes because that's what Kim
Kama
Kardashian
is the guy on the Chiefs. Speaking of guy on the Chiefs.
Oh my gosh.
To get into the cutest part of the article, she talks about Travis Kelce.
Yes. She talked about Travis Kelce. She said a couple things. She said they had been dating for a while when she went to the Chiefs game.
I know. And all of us were like, so confused because I thought first meeting was at that first Chiefs game.
Really?
I was like, oh my gosh. I was oblivious.
Yeah. I really, at the time, I was like, oh, this could be the first time they're meeting. And then as it got more serious more quickly, I was kind of like, okay, maybe they were talking
to Bland. Yeah, they've been doing this for a while.
And then I think like a couple days later, I went to the Eras Tour movie again. And I said, wow, she was dating, she was talking to Travis Kelce when she filmed this.
Have you watched the Eras Tour movie since it's been streamed?
No, I haven't.
Oh.
I want to watch it. My mom said she'll watch it with me.
So. Yeah. I told my brothers, I was like, Christmas Eve, come over to my house. We're watching the Eras Tour movie.
Oh my gosh, that's going to be so fun.
So anyway, we'll see. But I am so excited. I'm going to turn it on when I'm just cleaning my house and just watch it every single day.
Yeah. Why not?
Why not?
Why not?
I can get it on my TV. So yeah.
But isn't it just for rent right now?
Is it?
I think so.
Oh, I rented it already once.
Uh-huh.
So I'll just keep renting it.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Sounds good to me.
Sounds
fair
like,
enough.
Sounds like a reasonable thing to do. Sounds pretty reasonable. Anyways, congratulations to Taylor Swift. She earned it. Whether
Definitely.
You like her, indifferent with her, or hate her, you know that she
you
was
gotta
the person
admit,
of the year.
Yeah.
Like, who
no
are they going to give it to?
Mm-hmm.
They were, like, the third person was King George III. You're telling me you would have given that to King George III instead of... Is that his name?
King George?
Charles.
Oh, I was like...
Me talking about the man from freaking...
Okay, wait. Pause. Have you ever watched The Crown?
Oh my gosh. I have watched a little bit of it. Kay. I haven't watched this new season.
I haven't either. I'm just watching it for the first time ever right now. I'm on season one. And I'm like, how have I never watched
this
before?
It's so good.
It's so good.
So good.
I'm only like 5 episodes in and I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. I think I watched all of season one, not much of season two. I watched a lot of season 3 and season 4 because that was just more interesting to me.
Yeah.
It was when the stuff with Princess Diana was starting, I think. And yeah, I will say it is a crime that they are ending it. Like, the queen is dead. Okay?
Yeah.
Long live the queen. The queen is dead.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you just end it when she dies? Like, let's bring it up to present day. Why are you ending it at this random time when, like, William and Kate are together, but no one else is?
Yeah.
Really, I just want to see Harry and Meghan.
Yeah.
I want to see that, and I'm really mad they're not.
So, is the crown, like, over for good?
Yeah, this is the last season.
Oh, wow. Dang it.
It makes me upset. I'm like, why would you not... You're, like, in 2010 right now.
Yeah.
You can do one more season.
You can do a whole, like...
And that season would be the most watched season. Yeah. Everyone would love to see what you have to say.
Do you think... I saw somebody say this because I was, like, stalking The Crown on Instagram. And somebody was like, how much money did King Charles pay the producers of The Crown to stop filming after this season?
Oh.
And I was like...
I don't know.
That seems a little sus.
I don't know. I saw one that said, how much did the crown pay to make it look like they were the good guys in the Princess Diana situation?
Oh, yeah.
I watched the first season with Princess Diana, and she didn't seem too much like the bad guy in that one, but maybe it gets worse. Mm-hmm. It's just interesting. Their lives are so interesting. And, like, truly it does, you gain such a respect for the queen because she had to do so much.
Yeah.
And she's just been, like, she came into power World War II.
Yeah.
During World War II.
She was pretty young.
Yeah, she was so young. And she saw, like, London through basically, like, not the fall of London, but a lot of people were breaking off. There were a lot of wars. There was a lot of stuff going that, like, I don't know, just from World War II on, like, she dealt with a lot of shiz.
Yeah.
And it was her.
For a long time.
For a long time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll have to keep you guys updated because hopefully by the next time we film, I will be completely caught up.
Mm-hmm.
And I will dish it out my opinions.
Okay. I also saw, last thing, I saw, so Trisha Paytas's first baby was born the day that the queen died.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. And she's pregnant again.
Oh my gosh. Wait. Are you talking about how people thought that?
The queen was reincarnated to Trisha Paytas' baby.
Yeah.
But then people go, Prince Charles, you have 6 months left.
Trisha Paytas is raising our past leaders.
Yes.
In her house.
Oh my God.
That's literally amazing.
Anyways, okay. We're going to get into a reality TV catch-up real quick. There isn't much reality TV going on right now, so I just want to chat about a couple things. No one from this season of Bachelor in Paradise is still together.
Dang, did people get engaged? Because I don't really watch.
Two people got engaged.
Oh, okay.
And one left together.
Oh.
Kylie and Avon were the couple that left together. Kylie really wanted engagement. Avon was like, well, why do you need engagement to tell if I'm committed to you? I would rather just tell you that, and then we leave, because we've only known each other for a couple weeks. I don't want to get engaged.
Smart.
And in all fairness, I see where both of them are coming from, because in one way, yes, it has only been 3 weeks. On the other side, you get a free ring. So if you're going to marry
this
person,
especially if you're the guy.
Yeah. If you're going to marry the person, why not just like get engaged and get the ring? I don't know.
Yeah, because you can always break off an engagement.
Yeah.
No biggie.
Yeah. Might as well. Anyways, he said that they left together. She was sad that they weren't engaged. And then she posted a picture after Bachelor in Paradise. And in the comments, girls were flooding. By the way, Avon cheated on you with me like last week.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Poor girl. That's why I didn't want to get engaged. That sucks.
So sad. And Avon seemed like such a nice guy. Guess he wasn't. I don't know. I wasn't really attached to them, honestly, so I don't really care. But I'm like, wow, sucks for you, I guess. A couple that I also wasn't very attached to, Aaron and Eliza. They did, instead of doing like a actual finale, which if you're gonna do Bachelor in Paradise, do a finale reunion, because that's the only reason I watch.
Yeah.
And I know that they're listening to this right now, so that's why I'm telling them. So they didn't do a reunion. They did like a little slideshow where it was like, here's where they are now. And in Aaron and Eliza's, it was like, they're working on things.
Okay.
I'm like, okay.
Either
say you're still together or tell them you broke up. Don't tell them you're working on things.
That just sounds so bad. Yeah. If you're going to say they're working on things, I would be like, let's just break up.
Let's break up. People or just already say you're together so that like, I don't know.
Yeah. Working so you can work it out on your own.
And say you're together. If you think that you could eventually get back together, just say that you're together so that people don't have to like know all
Assume
your business.
And yeah.
Yeah. And then there was John Henry and Kat. And I've said on this podcast, Kat's crazy.
Kat's crazy.
Kat be crazy. They were the last one left. And then about 3 days after Bachelor in Paradise premiered, or the finale premiered, they posted that they weren't together anymore. And yeah, that's the last of them. So,
oh my gosh.
They really dropped like flies this time, which is sad.
Dang.
Past couple ones haven't really produced anyone strong. The last one that I remember was the season with Thomas and Becca. But anyways, so Bachelor in Paradise, you need to figure it out. They have a real problem where the guys are just going down to hang out and be bros. Figure out how to fix that, and then maybe we can fall in love again.
Yeah. Everybody is on their own paradise with only one girl. And then they just switch islands. So you can't be with any other guys.
Yeah.
You're in your own section. Just an idea.
It just, like, you can't. They're too much friends. You need to also just, like, get more of those enemies in there. Yeah. They don't like putting the enemies, or just, like, after the season. Brayden was the villain in the season last year when everyone hated him. And then he came down and everyone was just like, hey, Brayden. It's like, well, wasn't he the worst? Anyways, that's all that I have to say about Bachelor in Paradise. Do better. And yeah.
I know I'm not one to speak on reality TV because I don't watch a ton of it, but I love hearing about it from you.
Reality TV you do watch. Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars, and the season is over. So sad. I thought this was such a good season. I was so into it. And the winner was Sochi Gomez.
Yes.
I did think she was going to win when it was her and Jason Mraz in the top two, or the final two. I was so excited because since the beginning, I wanted Jason Mraz to win. And I thought he was going to maybe get third. Yeah. But he was top two, and I was like, oh, stop, he's going to win. But then Sochi Gomez won, which she totally deserves
it. We all saw coming.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I know, crazy. And now they're starting to do their tour. Riley and Harry are going to be on tour. Yeah. Also, Sochi Gomez is going to be on tour as well.
They're definitely coming to Salt Lake. Should we go?
Yes. That would be fun.
Okay.
Hey.
Sign. Oh, my gosh.
But I know, I'm so sad. That was like such a good season.
Such a good season.
I'm like, what am I going to do now?
I don't know.
What am I going to watch every week?
Literally. Well, like for a while there, it was like, okay, I have Dance with the Stars on Tuesdays that I'll get to watch, Kardashians on Wednesdays, and then Bachelor in Paradise on Thursdays.
Wow.
And so I was like, whoa, my schedule is packed. I have so much to do. And now I'm just sitting here.
You have so much time.
Yeah, I'm watching Friends again, which I love Friends. I haven't watched Friends in forever.
Oh, that's a fun one to watch.
Mm-hmm.
This is so random, but I don't know if this is true or not. Did you see The Summer I Turned Pretty isn't going to be released until 2025. I know. So we have to miss one summer
like
without
what am
The
I
Summer I Turned Pretty.
I don't know what I'm going to do. They're going to have to last year they made like so many little TikToks of them filming. They're gonna have to do that.
Yeah.
I also just need more Chris Briney content. It's shocking to me that his girlfriend isn't more active on TikTok or Instagram.
They should just film it. Like, they should film an episode the week before it airs and then they just edit it really fast.
Or just like have, I don't know what to do, but I need something.
I know.
Yeah. But Mean Girls is coming out, and that's going to like fill
that
void
for
me.
Yeah, that would be fun. Yes.
Yeah.
So fun.
Anyways, speaking of The Summer I Turned Pretty, a little spoof, you might say, of this show. That's what it feels like when you're watching it. It feels like a spoof of The Summer I Turned Pretty. And that show is called My Life with the Walter Boys. This is a show about a girl whose parents and sister die in a car crash.
Oh.
You learn this in the first 5 minutes. I'm not spoiling anything yet. And so she has to go live with her mom's best friend in Colorado. She's from New York. And her mom's best friend has eight boys.
Oh my gosh.
It's either eight kids or eight boys because there's one girl. And she just is now living with them.
Okay.
So wild. No. Okay, it's eight boys that are hers, I think. Then a girl. Then there's two other boys that live there because they're cousins and their dad is in the military. So there's 12 kids under this roof.
What's happening?
So there's a boy named Cole who, when you first, like, the switch up this show had on me. Because when you first see Cole, you're like, okay, he's cute. But then he calls her New York in a not cute way and you're just getting the ick and you're like,
her nickname?
Yeah.
Like New York?
Yeah. But it's like literally the first time they meet, he doesn't say anything. She goes,
I'm scared.
No, it's not that bad. Okay. So the older guy is showing this girl, her name's Jackie, around. And Cole comes out of the water. And it's like this moment where you can't see his face. It's just his abs when he's coming up. And then he just goes and sits on one of those sun tanning chairs. And the older brother goes, you gonna tell him your name? And he goes, she'll figure it out.
What?
And then 2 seconds later says like something and goes, New York, and like calls her that. And you're just like, you haven't even talked to this girl. Why are you calling her that? So then you're on this other little boy who is just truly a little boy. You've got Cole, who is like
a man.
And then you've got this little boy who looks like your little brother when he was in ninth grade. And they're supposed to be pinned up against each other.
Oh, they are like the Jeremiah and Conrad.
Jeremiah and Conrad, yeah. Also, if you ever compare Cole to Conrad, I've seen people say like, oh, Cole is like Conrad. No, he's not. Cole is not anything like Conrad. Don't you dare suggest otherwise. And Alex is nothing like Conrad. Anyways, it doesn't matter. So anyways, you're rooting for Alex for a little while. And then Alex actually, spoiler alert, starts dating Jackie. And then Alex becomes the most annoying person you have ever met. So insecure. She chose you. Stop being so insecure. This is me telling him. Oh my gosh. He's just so annoying. He's such a, like, just a needy boyfriend. And I'm like, you're so unattractive right now. So then you're wanting her to go back to Cole, but you're kind of like, well, Cole is also, like, just chuggy. That's the best way to describe him. And everyone needs to go watch the show, not because it's good, but because you need to understand, like, the phenomenon and the emotional toll that the show took on me. I will never get those hours back. And, like, I get physically uncomfortable when I think about
it. Is the whole season out?
Yeah, the whole season's out.
Okay, the whole season's out.
Oh, my gosh.
See, you saying all that makes me really want to watch it.
Yeah. Everyone should go watch it. Just know that you're going to feel uncomfortable most of the time. And there's also a lot of, like, side stories that you just don't care about. Because there's 12 kids, and every kid needs, like, a part.
Netflix was like, dang, we really missed the opportunity to do a Summer I Turned Pretty kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So here's the cringe version.
Here's the cringe version.
With children.
With children. It literally feels like a spoof. The way that the actors say lines, you think that, like, this is a joke.
It's like, I mean, I'm not comparing it to this show at all because I love this show, but have you seen Ginny and Georgia?
No.
You haven't seen? Okay. Ginny and Georgia is so good, but the first season is so cringy with things that, the way that they do things. But, okay, also, I guess it kind of reminds me, too, of Never Have I Ever.
Okay.
Never Have I Ever, when I started to watch it, I was like, ooh, like some of the things. I loved Never Have I Ever.
Yes, same.
But I'm not saying, because I haven't seen it, I'm not saying that I'm giving this show that kind of, you know, hope. But
I will say this. At the end of the season, something happens, and then she does something. She makes a decision to go somewhere. Mm. It was the right decision.
Okay.
So when you watch it, know that I fully support her at the end and what she does.
So you are Team Jackie.
No. I...
To sum it up.
She doesn't have good style, and that's enough for me to say, I'm out. But that one thing, like, that's what Belly should have done. And if you've seen it, you know what I'm talking about. And you'll watch it, and then we'll talk about it.
Okay.
In the new year. Anyways, another show that I've been watching that just finished is called The Buccaneers. It is on Apple TV. It's a TV-14 version of Bridgerton, basically.
Oh.
It's about these five girls who grew up in the same time period as Bridgerton, but they grew up in America. Mm. And then they go to England. And apparently this is like a real thing that happened. A lot of people who came from real money in America, like, it's during around like Industrial Revolution when people who had nothing were coming up and becoming really rich. Mm. Those people had no social standing. And so they would go to England and marry like dukes.
Whoa.
And all these like gentlemen. And that would give them social standing if they wanted to ever go back to America. Or they would just stay. And those dukes would like not have much money. And so that's why they would want to do that. Mm. So anyways, this show follows this one girl named Nan.
And Nan?
Yeah.
Aw, that's a cute name.
Yeah, it was kind of cute. I don't even know what... I don't know. That's her nickname. I don't know what her... Annabelle.
Nancy? Oh.
Annabelle. Nancy? Anyways, she goes, and there's two boys that you're, like, trying to choose from. One of them's Theo. Theo is a duke. Theo is obsessed with her. Mm. There's another guy named Guy. Guy is someone who is...
Guy.
Yeah, his name is Guy. What?
There's another guy named Guy.
Which I thought was super weird. Then I found out that the guy who plays Theo's actual name is Guy.
Yeah.
Guy. Like, is this the Croods?
Hey, if your name is Guy, shout out to you. But imagine giving birth to somebody and being like,
Guy.
This is a guy's. Your name's Guy. That's kind of cool, though. I kind of love that. Oh, my gosh.
Your first son's name is going to be
Guy. Guy Christensen. I can. It's written in the stars. Oh, it's happening. Anyway, continue.
Okay. Well, anyways, I just, at the end of the season, you are really expected to root for Guy. That's who she's really in love with. That's who she wants to run away with. It's just not happening for me. Mm. I am rooting for the wrong guy. And then, literally. At the end, I'm just going to explain this whole thing. This is a spoiler alert because it's not that good of a show. You don't have to go watch it. But her sister gets married to another person and he ends up being a not good dude. And so to help her sister escape that situation, she ends up marrying the guy that I like, Theo. So that the other girl can escape from her husband. And Guy, like, helps the girl, this other sister, escape. And I'm just sitting there like, I know, like, this is sad, but I think I won.
Is there any actors in it I would recognize? Or kind of just new people?
It's a little bit of new people. Did you ever watch 13 Reasons Why?
Yeah.
There's an actress from it that's in there, and I don't know her name, so let me look.
Okay.
But while that's happening, also Suki Waterhouse's sister's in it.
Oh, really?
She plays one of the sisters,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, wow.
Nana's in stuff, but nothing that you would really know, I don't think. I don't know.
And Nan is the main girl.
Nan is the main girl. Theo and Guy are just random people. I don't know what they're from. Okay, she plays Jessica Davis.
Oh, the friend of Hannah Baker in 13 Reasons Why.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
Okay.
But she's in it. She's the one. Oh, no, I know someone who you would know. The boy who plays Bill in Mamma Mia 2 is in this movie.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I love him.
He's so
sweet. Okay, I'm watching this.
Okay, yeah.
I literally love him. Mm-hmm. Is he one of the guys?
No.
Oh.
He's
Is he, like,
one.
Old in it?
No.
Oh.
He's, so it all starts with, like, a wedding, and the girl from 13 Reasons Why is getting married to this guy.
Mm, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Crazy.
It's crazy.
Fun.
Anyways, basically, I won. I like when I know that, like, something's going to happen, and it's not going to work out the way I want it to. But right now, I'm like, man, Theo and Nan are together, and Nan may not be happy about that, but I am. And I'm not Team Nan. I'm Team Theo, so I don't
basically,
care.
Basically, long story short, if you need a show to watch this Christmas season, if you've got some downtime,
yeah,
we've got two options for you. I will be watching both because I'm so into it now.
School is out, so let's do it.
Oh, is it? Well, I'm not in school, so.
Yeah. Well, I'm still in the thick of my finals, but
almost
by tomorrow, I think we're done.
Our nails. Look.
Oh, my gosh.
They're like the deep colors.
For those listening,
you can't see, but our nails are really cute because I have a deep red and Sid has a deep green.
Yeah,
adorable. That should be our post.
Okay, yeah. Merry Christmas.
We'll do it like in front of my tree or something.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Anyways, that's all I wanted to talk about for TV shows. I know that actually went really long. So me saying that's all is
no. Honestly, I was here for it.
Okay,
that was great.
Our BS segment is last.
I had no clue that this was even happening, so I'm going to let Sid explain this because I definitely was shocked, but take it away, Sid.
Okay. So. Okay, I just want to make sure the place is right. Okay, Camila Cabello and Drake were spotted hanging out in Turks and Caicos, and this has led to people saying, oh, they are dating.
I mean, were there any other celebrities there or just them?
It looked like just them and their friends.
Well, then I kind of like, I don't know. I feel like if it was a bunch of other celebrities, I wouldn't suspect anything. But just them and then like their close friends, it's interesting. Unless they're close friends.
I don't know. I know that Drake and Shawn Mendes know each other.
Oh.
And Camila Cabello used to date Shawn Mendes.
Yeah.
And so that could be the case.
And Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello are always like on again, off again.
Oh,
wasn't
my gosh.
It just like a little while ago that people were like, yeah, they're dating again.
Yeah. But then they said they're done for good. I'm like, no, you're not.
Okay.
Yeah. Another BS that I'm not going to like go into, but some people think Shawn Mendes is in a cult. And
what?
Yeah, I could see that.
What?
I don't know. I just saw something. It was like, is Shawn Mendes in a cult? And it was a TikTok and it seemed pretty convincing and I didn't look into it. So take that with a grain of salt.
Oh
but
my gosh.
Anyways, I think we need more proof on this one before we can say if it's BS or not.
Yeah.
I do think that like it makes sense. But
yeah, at first I was like, kind of interesting. I wouldn't picture those two together, but I'm like, oh.
They're to me under the same umbrella as like Selena Gomez where it's, they are very high profile famous people.
Yeah.
But sometimes they make decisions that you're just kind of like, what are you doing? And those people should be dating each other.
Aww.
Keep
then
other
I
people
ship
out
it.
Of it. Yeah.
Wow. What a fun trip to go on together.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, though. Like, maybe she was just going with friends and
he was in that group.
Yeah. But who knows? Anyways, that was a really quick BS segment. So,
wow.
This is it. Oh, before we leave, little explanation for you. You're going to have an episode today.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have an episode Christmas Eve. And that is going to be our Christmas special.
Woohoo!
And then you will have an episode New Year's Eve. Oh my gosh, I keep on messing them up. New Year's Eve. And that is going to be our end of the year spectacular.
Yes.
And then we are going to be skipping a week. We will not be back January 2nd, I believe, is when it would be. We're going to be back the next week, which is January 9th.
Yes. Yeah. Great. But a lot of fun
is coming up.
Coming up.
We have a lot of cool things that we're preparing for in the new year. It's going to be so much fun. I'm really excited.
So mark your calendars.
And that's all. We're so excited for the new year. Yeah. And we're so excited for our Christmas. And
yay!
All right. See you guys.
See ya.